我们感谢主，让我们能够在今天晚上在这里来庆祝圣诞节。
We thank the Lord that we can gather here tonight to celebrate Christmas.
我们特别感谢主，让诗班能够在这里献诗来赞美神，也传达主降世的信息。
And we especially want to give thanks to God and the choir for presenting the gospel songs here, which actually tells of the gospel.
那么我们也特别欢迎第一次到我们当中来的亲戚朋友们。
And we want to especially welcome those who are here for the first time.
我看到好多我都不认识，所以我相信这里好多朋友在我们当中。
And I look down and see a lot of faces that are new to me, so I believe that there are many new friends and relatives who are visiting us.
首先我们要欢迎你们。
And firstly, we want to welcome you.
我们每个主日在这里都有聚会。
Every Lord's Day, we gather here.
我们也盼望你能够跟我们一起来敬拜神。
And we hope that you can come and join us to worship God.
让我们能够在这里一起来思想主的话，来敬拜他。
That we can come together here and think about God's word and also to worship Him.
所以让我们在这段时间里面呢，能够彼此鼓励，特别在思想神在我们身上的工作。
And we really hope that during this time we can encourage one another, especially to think about God's work in our lives.
所以今天呢，我们要跟大家思想圣诞的福音。
And today we want to think about the good news of Christmas.
我要念一段圣经。
And we're going to read from a passage of the Bible.
那么如果你有圣经，请你也打开；如果你没有圣经，就请听我念。
If you have a copy of the Bible, please.Turn together with us. If not, you can just listen to us read.
我们要看路加福音第二章第九到十四节。
And we will be reading from Luke chapter 2, verses 9 to 14.
所以请大家翻到路加福音第二章第九节，让我先从第九节开始念。
So please turn your Bibles to Luke chapter 2, verse 9.
路加福音第二章第九节说，有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我把我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。第十一节，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩抱着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。突然有一大堆天兵同那天使赞美神，说在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于与他所喜悦的人。
Luke chapter 2 verse 9. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you.You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased.
一年一度的圣诞节又来临了。
And once a year, we have arrived at Christmas Day again.
今天圣诞节不是基督徒的专利。
Today, Christmas is no longer the privilege of Christians.
世界上成千上万的人每年都在庆祝圣诞节。
Millions of people around the world celebrate Christmas every year.
每年有千万棵圣诞树被树立起来。
And millions of Christmas trees are being erected every year.
那么，而且在这个圣诞节期间的商家们所销售的圣诞的这些礼物啦，圣诞的各种各式的装饰品啦，圣诞餐啦，琳琅满面。
And during this period of time, the merchants who are actually peddling all the different Christmas goods and Christmas goodies, they are actually so many varieties.
你看到五颜六色的灯彩灯,
and we see all kinds of colored lights.
那么树下摆满了这个圣诞礼物,
and Christmas presents under the tree.
我们看到许多圣诞花,
and we see flowers,
圣诞圈,
and Christmas wreaths,
圣诞彩,
and all the Christmas locks,
而且圣诞火腿,
and Christmas turkey,
还有当然最重要的是圣诞的晚餐,
and Christmas dinner.
当然我们不要忘记有圣诞老人,
and of course Santa Claus.
那么我们在庆祝圣诞节的时候, 大家都非常的快乐,
and when we celebrate Christmas, everybody is joyful.
请问, 我们在庆祝圣诞节是为什么庆祝圣诞节?
But may I ask, why do we even celebrate Christmas?
请问, 圣婴, 主耶稣在哪里?
Where is the holy infant Jesus?
今天普天下的人都在庆祝圣诞节, 却把主耶稣丢在门外。
Today, millions around the world celebrate Christmas, but they leave Christ outside the door.
我们可以这么讲说, 现在庆祝圣诞节是没有圣婴的圣诞节, 或者说没有主耶稣的圣诞节。
And we can even say that today, people celebrate the Christless Christmas.
所以这里呢, 我们想到, 到底我们为什么要庆祝圣诞节?
So here we want to think about why we celebrate Christmas.
让我们大家来看, 我要跟大家第一来思想, 圣诞节特别是从我们的这段经文里面呢, 思想第一件事情, 我们要看到, 因为在伯利恒的这个野地里面, 有牧羊人夜间按着根刺看守羊群, 那么有主的使者站在他旁边, 主的荣光四面照着他们, 他们就甚惧怕。
And we read from the passage of scripture that in the same region in Bethlehem, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear.
这件事情发生在哪里?
Where were these events happening?
发生在耶路撒这个伯利恒在东东的伯利恒。
And it was in Bethlehem in the Middle East.
再过大概三个小时，我就坐飞机去伯利恒。
In another 3 hours' time, I will be flying to Bethlehem.
那么今年的伯利恒呢，是下着雪的伯利恒。
And this year's Bethlehem is covered in snow.
主对我特别有恩典，要我看有雪地的伯利恒。
And God is especially gracious to me. He wants me to see a white Bethlehem.
那么我们盼望，当我回来的时候，我们有好消息告诉大家。
And I hope that when I return, I bring good news.
那么在这个野地的伯利恒的牧羊人呢，夜间里面在看守羊群。
And in Bethlehem, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock.
那么有主的使者突然间站在他们旁边。
And an angel of the Lord appeared to them.
然后有荣光照着他们。
And the glory of the Lord shone around them.
他们牧羊人就甚惧怕。
And they were filled with fear.
哇，他们很害怕， 有天大的惧怕。
And they were greatly afraid.
为什么他们会惧怕呢？
Why were they filled with fear?
原来犹太人呢， 特别是在旧约的犹太人， 知道呢， 我们人是不可以看见神。
And indeed, the Jews, especially those who are familiar with the Old Testament, knows that humans cannot behold God.
如果大家熟悉旧约的圣经， 在以赛亚书的时候呢， 他讲到以赛亚看到神， 这个的荣光， 这个神的从在他的宝座上面呢， 他看到这个异象的时候呢， 他就看到有这个使者说圣哉， 圣哉， 圣哉。
And indeed, those who are familiar with the Old Testament know that the book of Isaiah tells us that the prophet Isaiah saw a vision of God and he saw the angels shouting, Holy, Holy, Holy.
神的荣光充满全地。
And God's glory filled the earth.
那么以赛亚是一个先知, 他看见这个神的异象呢, 他就马上说, 祸哉, 我灭亡了, 我死了, 因为我是嘴唇不洁净的人, 住在嘴唇不洁净的民中。
And Isaiah, the prophet, when he saw this vision, he fell down and he said, Woe is me, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I stay with people with unclean lips.
是不是你们有骂过粗话?
Have you ever cursed?
有没有讲话得罪别人？
Have you ever offended people with the word?
在神面前，这些都是罪。
Before God, these are all sin.
那么他特别在这个神圣的神面前，他们更加的害怕。
And especially before the holy God, they were filled with greater fear.
特别他说有神的荣光、荣耀、圣洁的光照耀他的时候，他非常的害怕。
And especially so when God's glory shone around them.
那特别是现在我们，如果我们有照光灯 spotlight 照着我们的时候，姐妹立刻遮脸，因为什么呢？皱纹很多。
And of course, nowadays we have spotlights, so if the spotlight happens to shine on you, people will cover their face, especially sisters, because they fear that people will see their wrinkles.
那么这个是圣洁的主的荣光照耀的时候呢，旧约的信徒知道神的荣光照耀的人，什么罪都被照出来。
And this is the glory of God that is shining around them. So the Old Testament saints know that when the glory of God shone, all their sins will be revealed.
当主的门徒，主耶稣的门徒彼得知道耶稣是神的时候，他马上说：“主啊，离开我吧，我是一个罪人。”
And indeed, the Lord's disciple Peter, when he realized that Jesus is God, he fell down and he said, "Lord, depart from me, for I am a sinner."
我们大家，特别是基督徒，都很爱这个诗篇九十篇。
And many people, especially Christians, love to read Psalm 90.
因为诗篇九十篇让我们想起人生的短暂。
Because Psalm 90 let us think about the shortness of life.
他说人生的这个生命呢，一生的年日是七十，若强壮可到八十，但其中所经夸的呢，不过是劳苦愁烦，我们便转眼成空，如飞而去。
And it is said in Psalm 90 that a person's life is at the most 80, and you return man to dust.
我们的人生是70，如果强壮可以到80。
Our lives are at the most 70 years, and if we are very strong, we will reach 80 years.
那么到为什么呢？到后来呢？我们知道为什么人生的生命如何的短暂。
And we realize that life is indeed short.
所以在诗篇里面给我们再看到呢，这里给我们看到原来人的生命是什么呢？
And we can see from the psalm that man's life is like what?
不过只是一个泡沫。
And it's just like a bubble.
那么诗篇在九十篇第三节是大家非常熟悉的。
And Psalm 90 verse 3 is very familiar to many people.
这边有一句话，他说：“你使人归于尘土，说你们世人要归回。”
And it says here that you return man to dust and say, "Return, O children of men."
我们这些相信圣经的人，请你看这段圣经，然后回答这个问题：为什么人会死亡，或者谁？
And those of us who believe the Bible, please read this verse and answer this question. Why do humans die, or who caused humans to die?
圣经里面很清楚讲，这个你是谁啊？
So who is the you that is stated in the Bible?
在圣经里面讲你就是神。
And the Bible tells us this you is God.
他说你使人归于尘土。
You return man to dust.
说你们人是人要归回
，and say return，
所以简单的说，神使人死亡
，and in simplicity we can say that God causes humans to die。
第一，我们想到人的生命不在我们手里
，and we think about how our lives is not in our hands。
很多时候人生人死都不在我们的掌控之下
，and whether we live or we die is not within our control。
因为神是赐生命的神，他什么时候要收回？主权在他
，because God is the life-giving God, and when He wants it back, He is sovereign.
而且呢，他这里说神使人死亡
，and it says here that God causes man to die.
我知道今天的基督教，今天的教会不讲这个真理
，and I know that many churches today do not speak about this truth.
但是我们忠于神的人，忠于基督。这个主的话语的人呢，很清楚，这边告诉我们，神使人死亡。
But if we are faithful to God and to His word, the Bible tells us that God causes men to die.
我们要问为什么神使人死亡呢
？And we want to ask why does God cause men to die?
我们要看下一节圣经。
Let's look at the next verse in the Bible.
因为圣经里面说, 因为神将我们的罪孽摆在他的面前, 将我们的隐恶摆在他的面光之中。
Because it states here that God has set our iniquities before him and our secret sins in the light of his presence.
你可以不可以想象神把我们的罪放在他的面前？
Can you imagine that God places our sin before him?
神想到你的时候就想到你的罪。
And when God thinks about you, he thinks about your sin.
神想到你的时候就想到你的 secret sin, 你的隐恶。
And when God thinks about you, he thinks about your secret sins.
你想到你女朋友的时候，你想到什么？
When you think about your girlfriend, what do you think about?
哦，她多么美，她多么甜，等等，对不对？
You think about how pretty she is and how sweet she is.
你越想就越爱，对不对？
And the more you think about it, the more you want to love her.
但是如果你一直想到，我一想到你就讨厌，就越想就越讨厌，对不对？
But if you think about the bad things of that person, the more you think about it, the more you despise the person.
如果神把我们的罪放在他面前，他一想到我们就想到我们的罪，请问他会不会生气？
If God thinks of us and everything that he thinks about us is our sin, do you think that God will be angry?
当然,他如果想到我们所犯的罪,他必然会生气。
Of course, when God thinks about the sins that we commit, he will be angry.
所以呢,我们要是在思想,如果神把我们的罪放在他的面前,把我们的隐恶放在他的面光之中,他必然非常的生气。
So as we think about how God set our iniquities and our secret sins before him, he is definitely very angry.
或许你会说人没有罪,为什么要这样,为什么要对我生气呢?
And you might say that humans have no sin. Why is God so angry?
但是我们很简单,我要问大家一个问题。
But I want to ask you a very simple question.
如果你的孩子不听你的话,
if your children disobey you,
你辛辛苦苦把他养大,
and you have raised your child with toil and sweat,
当他能够长翅膀的时候,他就可以飞了。
But when his wings are strong, he flies away.
他不理会你,
and he ignores you.
不奉养你,
and he does not take care of you.
他完全不理会, 不理你,
and he totally ignores
你会不会生气?
You. Will you be angry?
当然会生气,
of course.
但是请问一个创造你的神, 你把他当作我们广东话东亏懵懂。
And this is the God who created you, and the Cantonese say that you think he's not there.
把他看不起,不理会他,我要活怎么样,自由怎么样活,生命是我的。
And you despise him and you ignore him and you live life on your own.
这个比不孝还更加有罪。
This is a worse sin than an unfilial child.
因为这个是宇宙万物的真神在创造你之后呢,你把他说我管你是谁,我要怎么样活就怎么活,我要怎么样。 我的生命是我的。
Because this is the God who created the whole universe, and yet you ignore this great God.
所以请问你会不会生气如果你是神?
If you were God, would you be furious?
你看到我们这边的这个名目上打出来的经文，他说神是天天向恶人发怒的神。
And another psalm tells us that God feels indignation every day.
我知道今天的人很怕告诉你神怒发怒。
And I know that many people are afraid of telling you that God is angry.
神是爱,这是不讲神的怒气。
And they like telling you that God is love, but they do not tell you that God is angry.
但是如果这个神是有公义的, 他必须要有怒气。
But if this is a righteous God, he will be angry.
让我们看另外一节, 在罗马书第一章第18节那边讲得更加清楚, 他说人原来神的愤怒从天 显明在一切不虔不义的人身上,就是那些行不义,阻挡真理的人。
And Romans 1:18 puts it even more clearly. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth.
所以你看到原来神在生气。
And you can see that God is angry.
我们弟兄姐妹,你要知道,我们人碰到许多人生许多的问题。
And brothers and sisters, we know that humans meet with many difficulties in life.
为什么我们遇到这么多的问题?
Why do we face that many difficulties?
我敢跟你讲, 神在生气。
And I dare tell you that it is because God is angry.
今天很少教会愿意讲这个话。
Today, few churches want to say this.
但是人如果不断地犯罪, 神必然生气。
But if men sin continuously, God will be furious.
大家有没有读到这个上个星期的有一则新闻，说有一个丈夫呢，他把妻子杀了之后呢，把他解体丢在这个草丛里还是河边。
And have you read the news last week? There was this husband who actually murdered his wife and dismembered her and actually threw the parts into the river.
如果一个圣洁公义的神可以说免去他的罪吗？他必须要负责他的罪。
Can a just and righteous God say that his sin is forgiven? No, he must pay for his sin.
所以神愤怒。
Therefore, God is angry.
他说这个愤怒的时候要在天上显明在一切不虔不义的人身上。
And his wrath is revealed from heaven against all the ungodly.
这个不虔不义的人是什么人呢？
Who are the ungodly and the unrighteous?
这个不虔不义就是那些阻挡英文圣经叫做 suppress the truth.
And these are the people who suppress the truth.
如果你再读下去，就是那些人明明知道有神，他却不承认神。
And if you continue reading the same passage, you know that these are the people who know that there is God, but they do not thank Him.
我们听过一个故事。
We've heard a story once.
一个故事是说到有一个无不幸的这个哲学家。
And the story tells of a philosopher who is an unbeliever.
他要去跟这个一个信徒来辩论有没有神。
He wanted to debate with a believer whether God exists.
因为他请他到一个酒店去，那个一个很美的一个乡村俱乐部去的酒店去跟他辩论。所以他说，哇，这个地方这么美，我早一点去，然后我可以去划船那个享受，然后才来跟你辩论。
And the unbeliever invited the believer to a very beautiful hotel resort, and he wanted to arrive early to enjoy the place before engaging the debate.
那么他去划船的时候，但是遇到那个水流太过急，他差一点要翻船。
And as he rowed his little boat, all of a sudden there was a wave so strong that he almost capsized.
我差点翻船的时候，人你知道他做什么吗？哎呀，神啊，救我！
And just before the boat capsized, he cried out, God help me.
为什么你叫神救我？你都不信神，谁来救你？
But why did the unbeliever call out to God when he does not believe in God?
这要证明什么事情呢？他心里知道有神，是嘴硬不肯承认。
And this proves that this person believes that there is God in his heart, but his mouth refuses to confess that.
我们很多人都说我不信神，我不信神，装不信神啊！请你跟我到坟墓里去散步好不好？散步。那个坟墓没有人的，不过鬼很多。
And many people say that I do not believe in God, I do not believe in God, but when I want to invite them for a stroll in the cemetery, they dare not.
他们就害怕了。
They are fearful.
你不怕神，你怕鬼。
If you are not fearful of God, yet you are fearful of ghosts.
所以你在想人的思想呢，并不符合逻辑。
And therefore you can see that man's thinking is illogical.
他心里知道有神，就是嘴硬，一直压制，他是 suppress 树，阻挡压制真理。
His heart knows that there is God, but he suppresses the truth.
所以圣经里面说，人所能知道的事情，原显明在人心里，但是呢，神已经给他显明，但是人就是阻挡，不要信神。
And the Bible continues to tell us that what can be known about God is plain to them because God has shown it to them, yet humans suppress it.
所以神愤怒。
Therefore, God is angry.
然后，所以呢，你看到世界上所有的人，圣经说世界上所有的人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
And the Bible tells us that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
或许我们当中有人说，谁说世人犯了罪？我都没有犯罪。
Maybe some amongst our midst will say, "Who says all have sinned? I have never sinned."
如果你说你没有犯了罪，让我问问你的妻子。
And if you claim not to have sinned, let me ask your wife.
要不然问问你的丈夫。
Or I'll ask your husband.
要不然问问你的孩子。
Or I'll ask your children.
我很简单，我问你一个问题：有没有人得罪过你？
And let me ask you a simple question: Has anyone ever offended you?
我们每一个人都被别人得罪。
We have often been offended by others.
我们被朋友得罪。
We are offended by our friends.
可能被自己的父母得罪。
Or offended by our parents.
被给自己的孩子得罪。
Offended by our children.
可是我们自己都得罪自己。
And we offend ourselves.
很多时候呢，我们所爱的人，我们伤害越深，为什么？
And very often we hurt the person that we love most. Why?
我们每一个人都犯了罪。
Because all have sinned.
当没有人在的晚上，你自己沉思的时候呢，你想，你到底是谁？你真的没有罪吗？ 你当没有人知道的时候，你知道你不想做的事情，你也去做了，很显然证明你就是一个罪人。
And in the middle of the night, when no one is looking and you are pondering, you should answer this question: Have you ever sinned? And if you are honest with yourself, you know that you have committed lots of sin.
所以我们第一点想到的是，这个在这个黑夜里面，这些牧人有甚惧怕。
And therefore, the first point over here, in the middle of the night, these shepherds were filled with great fear.
为什么他们惧怕呢？有荣光照着他们。
Why were they filled with fear? Because God's glory shone around them.
神的圣洁的荣光照着他们。
God's holy glory shone around them.
第二点呢，我们要跟大家思想，不但你虽然有大的天大的恐惧，但是我们也有天大的福音。
And even though there is great fear, yet there is also great news.
那么在这个福音就是好消息的意思。
And the gospel actually means good news.
所以我们继续看下去第十节，天使就对他们说，不要惧怕。
And verse 10, the angel said to them, fear not.
他说，我报个大喜的信息，这个很快乐的好消息告诉你。
I bring you good news of great joy.
这个是有关乎万民的，不管你是哪一种人，你都有份于这个消息。
And that will be for all the people, no matter what type of person you are, you have a share in this good news.
这个消息是什么呢？
What is this good news?
这消息呢，就是神借着耶稣基督要免去神的愤怒。
And this good news is that God is going to appease his anger through Jesus Christ.
所以罗马书第五章第九节说，现在我们借靠着他的血得以称义，是更要免去神的愤怒。
Romans 5:9 tells us, therefore we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God.
请问我们得救是从什么地方得救出来？
May I ask, from what are we saved?
我们是从神的愤怒中拯救出来。
We have been saved from the wrath of God.
因为神生气我们，因为我们犯了罪。
God is angry with us because we have sinned.
所以当主耶稣来是要免去我们的罪。
So when the Lord Jesus came, he is here to cleanse us of our sin.
因为他要使我们成为，他成为了神的挽回祭，使到我们可以免去神的愤怒。
And Christ became our propitiation.So that the wrath of God might be appeased.
那么他为什么呢？他要通过在这里罗马书这个三章二十五节，他说他忍耐，他用他的忍耐的心宽容先时所犯的罪。我们以前所犯的罪呢，好在要在今时显明他的义，因为使人知道自己为义，也称信耶稣的人为义。
And Romans 3:25 tells us that this was to show God's righteousness.Because in his divine forbearance, he has passed over former sins. It was to show his righteousness at the present time, so that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus.
你知道我们在十字架上看到什么？
Do you know what do we see on the cross?
我们在十字架上常常跟别人讲，你看在十字架上，耶稣挂在那里是要担当我们的罪。
And we tell people that look at the cross, Jesus is hanging on the cross to bear our sins.
你看到神的爱。
We see God's love.
但是你有没有看到神的公义？
But do you see God's righteousness?
为什么耶稣必须要挂在十字架上？
Why must Jesus die on the cross?
为什么主耶稣可以说免赦免了赦免了赦免了全部都赦免了，不用挂在十字架上？主耶稣是神，全部赦免了。
Since Jesus is God, could he not just simply say, forgiven, 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 all your sins are forgiven?
我们可以说，我们每一个人只要神赦免就可以了吗？
Can we say that as long as God forgives us, then it will be good enough?
我们常常讲我们的救恩是免费的。
And we say that our salvation is free.
只要你相信耶稣，你就可以免费的得救恩。
As long as you believe in Jesus, you will receive this salvation free.
你知道吗？的确的，救恩对我们来讲是免费的，但是 somebody pay for it.
Do you know, indeed, the salvation is free for us?But someone else paid the price.
你知道这个救恩是神用重价买回来的，他是主耶稣牺牲他的生命 来解决我们的问题。
Do you know that this salvation has been bought by God with a heavy price? It is by the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ.
要免去神的愤怒。
In order to appease the wrath of God.
这是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就好像父亲很生气，当孩子犯罪的时候，父亲很生气，拿藤条大力的打打。
It's just like how a father would be furious when his child commits some do very wrong thing, and he will punish the child.
那么妈妈就看到哇，这个孩子被打，要打会被打死，就赶快去抱住孩子，让爸爸来打在他背上。
And the mother, seeing that the father is so angry with the child, runs to hug the child so that the father's blows land on the mother.
所以她妈妈承担了这个孩子应得的惩罚。
So the mother bears the blow, even though the child deserves it.
爸爸看到打在妈妈身上，心就软了，对不对？
And of course, when the father sees that the blow landed on the mother, the father's heart will be softened.
气就消了，对不对？
And his wrath will be appeased.
神看到人犯罪的时候，他不需要惩罚人，因为他是圣洁的神。
And when God sees that humans have sinned, He must punish humans because He is holy.
他来把我们抱住，神 的惩罚落在他身上。
And yet Jesus comes and holds us.Such that God's punishment landed on him.
所以呢，当神主耶稣代替我们承担了这个罪之后呢，我们就可以得胜了。
So when the Lord Jesus bear the punishment on our behalf, our sins can be forgiven.
主耶稣是不是一定要上十字架呢？
Must the Lord Jesus go to the cross?
他是不是一定要担当人的罪呢？
Must he actually bear the sins of men?
一定要。
Yes, indeed.
你记得主耶稣在祷告的时候，他要上十字架前，他说：“主啊，如果可行呢，把这杯挪去。”
And if you remember, the Lord Jesus before he went to the cross, he prayed and said, "Lord, if you are willing, take this cup away."
但是不可以，你必须要上十字架。
But no, he had to bear the cross.
为什么他一定要上十字架呢？
Why must Jesus bear the cross?
因为神是公义的，他断不以有罪的为无罪。
Because the Lord is holy, he will not hold the sinful without sin.
所以他必须要惩罚罪恶。
And he will punish sin.
所以刚才我们讲到说，你讲到这个，我还有一段经文不知道，还有一段故事你不知道有没有读到？我在新闻里面看到有一个人呢，有一个女孩子被另外一个人一直跟踪 stalking。
And there is also another news report. I'm not sure whether you read about it. There's this lady who has been stalked by a person.
那么她跟踪了一段时间之后，竟然跑去她家里，告诉她说：“我要娶你。”
And after stalking the woman for a while, the man went to the house and said, "I want to marry you."
她拒绝了。
And of course, she rejected
it. 但是她拒绝之后呢，她很生气，再回来的时候拿一把刀刺到她的颈项。不知道有没有看到这段新闻？
And because the man was rejected, he was furious. He went and get a knife and he stabbed her.
那么他的颈项流很多血，但是后来邻居把他带去医院，把他还好把他拯救回来。
And it was a good thing that the neighbor brought her to the hospital and she's alive.
请问这样的人可不可以得胜呢？
Can such a man be forgiven?
如果你说可以赦免就赦免，我们神很容易赦免的。
If you say, of course, he can be forgiven, our God forgives.
如果是这样的话，我们的神是不公义的神。
If that were true, our God is an unrighteous God.
神是公义的，每一个罪、每一个谎言、每一件事情你做错呢，神一定要惩罚。
But God is righteous. Every single sin, every single wrong, every single lie that you have told must be punished.
神在你心里面怨恨人。神不允许你怨恨人，他要你爱人，你这件事情也不需要受到惩罚。
And even if in your heart you hate someone, and God forbid that you hate a person, He wants you to love, and this is a sin that deserves punishment.
亲爱的朋友们，如果你不断的恨一个人，我告诉你，遭殃的是你自己。
Friends, if you hate someone in your heart, let me tell you, you will be the one who will be doomed.
那个人被你恨了，他不知道你恨你，他很开心。
The person whom you hate doesn't know about it, and he is joyful.
你心里一直恨他，你越想越恨，越恨你就越想。
And the more you hate the person, the more you think about it, and it is a vicious cycle.
然后你自己越想，你就越生气，越生气呢，你就自己身体就越来越不好。
And the more you think about it, the more angry you become, and your health will suffer.
然后呢, 你在神面前的罪越来越高。
And your sin before God is increasing.
所以神绝对不会允许一件事情, 一件罪不被审判, 祂说, 我万不以有罪为无罪。
And indeed, God will punish every single sin because the Lord will by no means clear the guilty.
所以主耶稣必须上十字架来担当我们的罪。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus must go to the cross and bear our sins.
所以他好像一个妈妈抱住我们爸爸的这个藤条打在他身上。
And the Lord Jesus is just like a loving mother who holds on to the child to receive the blow from the father.
所以当我们非常惧怕的时候,
Therefore, when we are filled with great fear,
那么我们非常惧怕的时候，我们有一个好消息。
Yet there is good news.
我们好消息呢是什么呢？就是主耶稣来担当我们的罪。
And the great news is that there is a great Savior that bears our sin.
让我们来看下一段经文。
Let's look at the next verse.
天使就对他们说：“不要惧怕，我报一个大喜的信息给你，是有关万夫万民的。”
And the angel said to them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people.
那么今天呢, 在大卫城里面呢, 为你们生了有一个救主, 祂就是主, 就是主基督。
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord.
让我们再看下一个。 在这里呢, 这个主耶稣是谁呢?
And who is the Lord Jesus?
主耶稣就是我们所讲的挽回祭。
And he is what we say as the propitiation.
哇，这个名字不懂是什么意思。
And many people do not understand what it means.
其实很简单。
Actually, it's very simple.
我们中国人特别明白这个东西。
And the Chinese especially understand this.
当你得罪一个人的时候呢, 你应该怎么做呢?
When you offend someone, what must you do?
你要求他原谅。
You want to ask him for forgiveness?
很简单, 去买一个很贵重的礼物。
Very simple, you go and buy an expensive gift.
啊, 特别他喜欢的那个礼物,
especially something that he likes.
告诉他对不起, 我, 我得罪了你。
And you tell him, I'm sorry, I've offended you.
然后把他的怒气消了。
And that would appease his wrath.
那这就叫做挽回祭。
That is the meaning of a propitiation.
所以这里我们看到主耶稣替我们担当的时候, 免去了神的这个怒气。
And we can see that when Christ bore our sins, he appeased the wrath of God.
所以呢, 神的义就彰显了, 特别在罗马书, 我们在星期二晚上在这里有上课, 不断地看罗马书, 罗马书不断地讲的是, 不是讲神的爱, 是强调神的公义。
And indeed, God's righteousness is shown here, and we are studying the book of Romans here on Tuesday, and the book of Romans focus not on God's love, but God's righteousness.
不要搞错了, 神的确爱我们。
And do not be mistaken, God indeed loves us.
但是罗马书不断地强调神的公义, 神的公义, 神的公义。
But the book of Romans emphasizes God's righteousness.
但是今天人一直讲神的爱, 神的恩典, 神的爱, 神的恩典, 就不讲神的圣洁。
But many people today focus on God's love and His grace, and they fail to acknowledge His holiness.
神主耶稣降世为人就是要拯救人, 是不但拯救人, 祂也要使到神的公义得到, 这个公义得以伸直。
And the Lord Jesus became a man in order to save humans, but on top of that, he is actually showing the righteousness of God.
请问耶稣基督是谁?
Who is the Lord Jesus?
有些人说, 哦, 我知道耶稣是很好, 好好的老师。
Some people say he is a great teacher.
他是大哲学家。
And he was a great philosopher.
哦, 他是大先知。
And he's a great prophet.
到底耶稣是谁呢?
But who exactly is Jesus?
施洗约翰旧约的先知呢, 看见耶稣的时候, 他说, 看啊, 神的羔羊。
John the Baptist, the Old Testament prophet, when he saw Jesus, say, Behold, the Lamb of God.
神的这个主耶稣的门徒拿单也看见耶稣说, 哎呀, 你是神的儿子。
And the Jesus disciple Nathaniel, and he saw Jesus say, You are the Son of God.
那个撒玛利亚妇人跟主耶稣谈话的时候, 他说, 我知道弥赛亚要来, 啊, 但是主耶稣说, 我就是他。
And the Samaritan woman, when she was speaking with Jesus, said, I know that Messiah is coming. And Jesus said, I who speak to you am he.
弥赛亚的意思就是救世主。
Messiah means Savior.
主耶稣跟犹太人对话的时候，他说，还没有亚伯拉罕之前就有了我。
And when Jesus was speaking with the Jews, he said, Before Abraham was, I am.
请问你知道亚伯拉罕是这个他们犹太人的祖先。
Abraham is the ancestor of the Jews.
主耶稣在那时候跟这犹太人讲，在没有亚伯拉罕之前就有了我，那个离开他有好几千年。
And when Jesus spoke with the Jews, he said, "Before Abraham was, I am." But Abraham existed thousands of years before Jesus.
我问你，你说主耶稣是好好先生，好好先生会讲这种话吗？
And if you think that Jesus is only a Mr. Nice Guy, would a Mr. Nice Guy say this kind of things?
你会认为 主耶稣是这个大哲学家？大哲学家会说什么？我是道路、真理、生命，人如果不借着我，就不能够到父那里去。
And if you say that Jesus was a great philosopher, but yet he said that I am the way, the truth, and the life. Unless through me, no one goes to the Father.
大哲学家会讲这些话吗？
Would a great philosopher make such a claim?
他主耶稣还说，我与父原为一。
And Jesus also said, I and the Father are one.
什么意思呢？他说我就是神。
He means that he is God.
你知道吗？你要就接受耶稣就是神，要不就觉得他是疯子，他不可以被接受。你不可以承认他说他是个好好先生，他是一个好老师，他是一个大哲学家，不可能。这些人不会讲这种话。
And do you know you either accept Jesus as God or you must reject him as a madman because he cannot be a Mr. Nice Guy or a great teacher or a great philosopher because none of these people will make such claims.
所以主耶稣就是神。
Therefore, Jesus is God.
我们看一看，我们讲了很多，但是我的 slide 没有比我快。
And I've spoken a lot, but my slides are slower than me.
所以你看他已经比较迟了，这个 technology 比较落后。
So this technology is.
那我们跳多几个。所以你看到这里呢，我们就看到原来主耶稣呢是神。
And we see that Jesus is God.
因为他说没有亚伯拉罕，他说我早就存在了，在还没有创世之前呢，我已经存在了。
Because he says that even before Abraham was, I already existed.
他说我是道路、真理、生命，如果不借着我，没有人能够到天父、天堂、神的家里那里去。
I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father or to heaven unless through me.
圣诞是什么意思呢？
What is Christmas?
就是这个圣婴的诞生。
This is talking about the birth of Christ.
在这个夜间的伯利恒。
In the night in Bethlehem.
有一个荣光照耀。
There was the glory of the Lord.
牧人甚惧怕。
And the shepherds were filled with fear.
但是天使告诉他们不要惧怕，因为我有大好的消息。
But the angel told them, "Fear not, for I bring you good news."
什么大好消息呢？因为今天主耶稣神的儿子降世为了要拯救你。
And the good news is that this day in the city of David, a savior who is Christ the Lord is born.
他是这个孩子呢是躺卧在马槽里。
And this baby is lying in the manger.
那么这个就是神预备给你们要拯救你们脱离一切的死亡、一切的困苦、一切的罪恶。
And this savior is sent by God to help you overcome all sin, all suffering.
今天我们被罪缠绕。
Today we are ensnared by sin.
我们心里非常苦闷。
And our hearts are burdened.
我们被人得罪。
We are offended by people.
我们没有办法升职。
And we cannot rise up of this.
但是神预备了主耶稣。
But God sent Jesus.
要除掉我们一切的罪。
To rid us of all sin.
要让你被罪解放出来
，so that you can be freed from sin，
要让你能够得着喜乐
，so that you can receive joy，
能够得着平安
，that you can receive peace，
得着盼望
，and receive hope。
但是今天我们就是一直不肯相信这一位已经自我启示的神
，but yet today we refuse to believe in this self-revealing God。
我们看下一个
，let's look at the next slide。
我们看到。大的这个有这个天大的这个上帝
，so there is a great Lord。
为什么我们讲这个有这个 great God 呢
？Why do we talk about this great God？
我们看第十三节
，Let's look at verse 13。
回去看第十三节，这里讲到说，忽然有一大堆的天兵同天使赞美神说：至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上呢平安归于他所喜悦的人。
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is
pleased.
There's not only angels here,
而且还有天兵,
and a multitude of the heavenly hosts.
全部都在那边赞美神,
they were all praising God.
为什么他们在那边赞美神呢?
Why were they praising God?
因为他们在庆祝圣诞节,
because they were celebrating Christmas.
因为神诞,主耶稣诞生, 所以他们在赞美主耶稣诞生,他们赞美神。
Because the Lord Jesus is born, and therefore they were praising God for his birth.
弟兄姐妹,亲爱的朋友们, 福音呢,这个好消息呢,
brothers and sisters, friends and relatives, the good news or the gospel is God's good news.
主耶稣要降世是神天父的意思。
And the Lord Jesus came to earth, this is the will of God the Father.
因为他要拯救世人,
because he wanted to save the world.
所以罗马书里面保罗写信的时候,他说我特派传神,福音的源头就是神。
And indeed in Romans, Paul wrote that he was called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God, so we realize that the source of the gospel is God.
神在旧约里面在这个预言里面呢，告诉他们说，救主早就有这个计划，这个福音呢是神安排的，神计划的，神要他来成就这件事情。
And the Old Testament has already prophesied long ago that God is going to send a savior to accomplish all these things.
所以圣经里面告诉我们， 神爱世人,
therefore the Bible tells us that God so loved the world,
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们, 叫一切信他的不至灭亡, 反得永生,
that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
所以神差他自己的儿子,
so God sent his own son,
为了我们来拯救我们,
it is to save us,
使我们能够得永生,
so that we might have eternal life.
我们自己每一个人, 如果你有孩子, 你知道, 你会不会为一个罪人牺牲自己?
And each of us here, especially if you are a parent, would you sacrifice your own life for a sinner?
你一定不会。
Of course not.
那么如果牺牲你的孩子呢?
How about sacrificing your child?
更不会。
Even further, not so.
但是神的爱就在此彰显出来。
And indeed, God's love is shown in this.
他为了我们愿意把他儿子放在钉在十字架上来承受我们的罪。
He nailed his own son to the cross to bear our sins.
神的爱就再次显明了。
And in this, God's love is shown.
弟兄姐妹,今天我们谈到爱很奇怪。
Brothers and sisters, today when we talk about love, it is peculiar.
我们爱呢,一个人呢,就是我喜欢你,我觉得你很cute,我觉得你可以为我承受很多,我就爱你。
And when we say that we love someone, it's because I like you, you're very cute, and there are a lot of things that I like about you.
如果你不做我喜欢的事情,我就不爱你。
But if you do not do my bidding, then I will not like you.
但是圣经里面看到爱是什么呢? 爱是我为了你的好处,我愿意放下自己,我愿意牺牲,我愿意去舍弃。
But yet, the Bible defines love differently. It is for your good that I will sacrifice myself.
而且呢,何况主耶稣是当我们还在顶撞他的时候,我们还做他罪人的时候,为我们而死。
And indeed, God shows his love through the Lord Jesus in this, that while we were still sinners against God, he died for us.
所以我们在这个圣诞节的时候在庆祝什么呢?
So during Christmas, what are we celebrating?
我们大家都在庆祝圣诞节, 对不对?
We are all celebrating Christmas, right?
我们到这个 Orchard Road 去走走, 对不对?
And we take a walk in Orchard Road.
我们也吃了好多个圣诞晚餐、午餐, 对不对?
And we have eaten many Christmas dinners.
你在庆祝圣诞节的时候, 你明白圣诞节的意义吗?
Do you understand the meaning of Christmas when you celebrate it?
还是你庆祝圣诞节就好像其他的人一样? 庆祝一个没有圣婴的圣诞节。
Or are you just like other people? You celebrate the Christless Christmas?
圣诞节就是主耶稣降世，为要拯救世人。
Christmas is actually telling us, or the purpose of Christmas is Jesus coming to earth to save sinners.
使到我们能够脱离罪恶。
So that we might overcome sin.
脱离苦毒。
And overcome hatred.
使我们能够
so that we might be freed.
然后我们可以得享神给我们的安的平安。
And then we can enjoy the peace that God gives.
你明白这个圣诞的意义吗？
Do you understand the meaning of Christmas?
因为神的爱就在此里彰显出来。
Because God's love is shown in this.
盼望这今天呢，我们在这里借过诗歌。
And we hope that today through the songs,
经过听神的道
，and through the message，
你能够明白圣诞节的意义。
You can understand the meaning of Christmas。
让我们做一个结束的祷告。
Let us close in prayer。
主，我们感谢你，降世为人，来除去我们一切的罪。虽然我们看不见你，虽然我们摸不到你。但是圣经告诉我们，主你是无所不在、无所不知、无所不能的神。你听到我们内心的祷告，你知道我们的光景。我们或许被罪恶缠绕，或许我们心里充满了许多的苦毒，我们心里许多的怨恨，我们心里被罪捆绑。我们求主你赦免我们。求主你拯救我们，求主你使我们脱离这一切的苦难，脱离主的愤怒，因为主耶稣为我们承担了这一切，使到我们能够得以脱离。只要我们相信，只要我们相信是主除去我们的罪，我们就能够得救，我们就能够有新生的生命，我们就从心里面活出一个完全不同的人，因为是主的圣灵把生命、新生的生命赐给我们，我们就可以完全脱离这个心里的苦毒、怨恨、捆绑我们的罪。我们求主你赦免我们。因为在这个圣诞节的时候，我们不但要想起主为我们钉十字架，为我降世为我们来钉十字架，我们也想到主钉十字架、降世为人钉十字架的目的是要拯救我们。我们就在这里呼求主你赦免我们的罪，让我们真是尝到主你降世为人为我们成就的一切的救恩，使到我们能够完完全全的得着主你的祝福。我们再一次的求主你赦免我们，从心里面给我们一个新的生命，能够明白主你的话语，知道主你的恩典是何等的长阔高深。我们将这里的每一个亲戚朋友都交托给你，求主你亲自开我们的眼睛，使我们看见你的恩典，使我们尝到你的救恩，能够完全脱离罪恶，与主合一，将来主必赐给我们在天上一切的主所预备给我们的福气。我们这样的祷告奉靠耶稣基督的名，阿们。好，我们